Although Mount Redoubt is not causing any flight delays currently, the volcano is still erupting, and the Alaska Volcano Observatory website says lava dome building continues. Steve McNutt is a volcanologist with the AVO in Fairbanks. McNutt says Redoubt has exhibited some spectacular examples of volcanic lightning during its recent explosive events. He says he first started tracking volcanic lightning during the Mount Spur eruption in 1992. It was showing up on the seismic monitors.
The same time that spikes were showing up on our seismic data, the BLM lightning system, which works in the summertime, recorded lightning at the exact same time. So it turns out we were actually recording more lightning on our seismic system by accident than the BLM system, which was designed to record lightning mainly because it was far away up near Fairbanks trying to catch forest fires in the summer. Then continued with the lightning work, looking at a global survey, put together a database of all the known instances of lightning worldwide. It's up to well over 200 cases at about 77 different volcanoes. So from my point of view as a seismologist, it's in seismology, we have depth increasing downward, and in lightning, you have altitude increasing upward. And so for me, lightning is upside down seismology at the speed of light.
Is the lightning coming from inside the volcano, or does the eruption create atmospheric conditions that make the lightning happen?
What the volcano does, it shoots charged particles into the sky. And so those charged particles are rock fragments and pieces of fresh volcanic glass and gases and aerosols. Then once the particles are up in the air, the charges start to move around and separate. And it's when you get concentrated charges separated by distances of a few hundred meters to a few kilometers, that's when you start getting lightning up in the plume.
And what are you learning with this information about volcanic electricity and lightning? What does this help you know?
Well, lightning is part of the global electrical circuit. You know, there's something called a free air gradient. You may not be aware of it, but there is an electrical potential field that exists between the Earth's surface and the atmosphere. So electric charges are constantly moving around, and lightning storms are one main manifestation of that. So lightnings are a component. Volcanic lightning is a component of the global electric circuit. It also tells us something about the basic physics of what happens in the plume. It's not just some benign process or a group of particles that suddenly occur or appear. When the particles are created and move around and interact with each other and bump into each other and break, those processes generate electric charges. And also the water that comes out in eruptions, there's about 4 weight percent water in magmas. The water also contributes to electric charge, and it's very much like a thunderstorm. A thunderstorm does it all with just water.
Will this information help you to better be able to predict what may happen with seismic activity in volcanoes in the future?
Because it only occurs once the eruptions are underway, it won't help with forecasting the onset of the activity or anything that happens under the ground. It will help us to better understand what happens up in the atmosphere, because before an eruption, the questions you ask are, is it going to erupt? And if so, how big is it going to be? And when, and that sort of thing. After an eruption starts, now the questions change. Is there ash produced? How high did it go? Which way is it going? Do I have to take any actions to prevent loss of life or property? So what we're finding is the amount of lightning in the plume appears to be proportional to the amount of ash. So it's giving us some additional information about how much ash is in the plume. And one of the nice features of it is it works pretty good even at night and in lousy weather when you can't make direct visual observations. We still record the lightning.
Steve McNutt is a volcanologist with the Alaska Volcano Observatory in Fairbanks.